My gosh.
You're on. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2013, approximately 5 minutes after 3. We're meeting for what I would potentially say an executive session dealing with case number G11-51, Commissioner Crispin's portfolio. I don't have any opening comments, but I'd be defer to my colleagues if they have any.
I have no opening comments.
No, okay. I don't either.
Alrighty, is there anything that anyone feels we need to talk about before we would have the motion to potentially go in executive session? Alana, Sue, Maddie, your portfolio?
No.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and continue. This meeting concerns Mitchell Feed Inc.'s Roving Grain Buyers Insolvency, PSC case number GE11-51. The matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including North Dakota Century Code 4404.19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of the executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than an open meeting. Randy, did you want to move this into your portfolio?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in this insolvency matter currently in litigation, Mitchell Feeds Incorporated, Roving Grain Buyer Insolvency Case Number GE-11-51.
Second.
Oh, all those in favor?
Aye.
I think, actually, Lana, can you go ahead and call the roll on this one?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm rereading the memo. Commissioner Kalk.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Aye.
Commissioner Crisman.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you, Alana.
Apologize again.
Thank you, Commissioner, for your motion. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We'll now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. I'll just note that there are no members of the public here. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting. I've yet to be right on these. 4 o'clock? I will just say 4 o'clock for sake of discussion. It would be approximately 4 p.m. Now, the minutes will show the executive session began at approximately 10 minutes after 3 and was attended by the three commissioners, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco as our lead attorney, Esther Jangula, and Sue Richter. If you could go ahead and stop the tape, Esther.